Rashi comments on the juxtaposition of the Rasha of Yehuda and Tamar, which falls upon the heels of the Mechira of Yosef. And then, that's in the upper right-hand corner here, page number one. And then subsequently, the Torah then presents the story of Yosef and Eishes Potiphar. So, Rashi asks the Kasha, Moma nismecha Parshas Yosef ve'Eishes Potiphar ve'Parshas Tamar. Rashi wants to know, it's in the left-hand column, what's the nature of the juxtaposition of the Parsha of Yosef and the story of Eishes Potiphar to the Parsha of Tamar? And Rashi answers, Lo malacha, mazo l'shem shamayim, avlo l'shem shamayim. Just as the story of Tamar, her behavior was l'shem shamayim, so too, Eishes Potiphar was l'shem shamayim. Sherasa b'sfralogin shala, she saw through astrological means, she'asida l'hamid bonim imeno, she's going to have children from him, from Yosef. She didn't know if it's going to come from her or from her daughter. Of course, at the end of the day, it was from her daughter, Asnas, the wife of Yosef, and not from her. So, what's fascinating is that both of them were Lashem Shamayim. Let's examine that dual Lashem Shamayim, the one of Tamar, in contrast to the one of Eishes Potiphar. Rashi in Soita, page number two, and Daviel on the base. It's the last Rashi that's underlined. The Gemara here discusses this entire parsha, and the Gemara has a famous comment which we'll address momentarily. That the Gemara says, one should not be malbim b'chein chaver barabim. And the Gemara says, the last underlined section of Rashi, kevin sheyada, sheyada ba she tzadeket, l'shem shamayim miskabno. Rashi here identifies Tamar as being a tzadeket, as being a very righteous woman. And Rashi, on page number one, going back to number one, in the lower left-hand corner, Acha Hadvar Meile, what does Rashi call Eishes Potiphera? Lefi Shegila Osa Arura Es Atzadik. Rashi deems her Arura. She is accursed. Apparently, Rashi is trying to allude to the distinction between Eishes Potiphar and Tamar. One of them is deemed Tzadikis because her actions were literally the Shem Shamayim. The other one, Eishes Potiphar, even though perhaps there appears to be some element of the Shem Shamayim in her behavior, but Rashi deems her Arura, she's accursed. Rabbein used to cite the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, famous Mishnah in the second Derek, but the Mishnah says, V'chol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. Whatever you do should be the Shem Shamayim. So you know, Chazal tell us the word kol always comes the rabbos. So they ask there, not Chazal, but the Kotzka, Avraham Endelvi Kotz, kol asriyei mai. What does that kol come to be marbe? Then chol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. And the answer is, says the Kotzka, that even something which is done the Shem Shamayim has to be the Shem Shamayim. That's a famous, sharp word of the Kotzka. So, Tamar, what she does is the Shem Shamayim Amiti. That's real, it's genuine. The Ramban explains in Chumash, a well-known Ramban of Ayeshev, maybe one of the most scintillatingly brilliant Rambans al Torah. Rabban explains that her interest was to fulfill the mitzvah of Yibum. And Rabban notes that prior to Matan Torah, Yibum was not only Ba'ach, not only the brother, but Krovim Acherim, any next of kin, could fulfill the mitzvah of Yibam. And that's why, since Yehuda, if you read the story here, which is more or less entirely underlined on the right hand column, since Yehuda did not want to give Tamar to Sheva, the brother of husband, Achibala, so she has to go ahead and try and fulfill the mitzvah of Yibam through the agency of Yehuda. On the other hand, the Lashem Shamayim of Eshet Potiphar apparently lacks ingenuousness. Yes, when Rashi quotes here, she saw Bistralogin Shalosh, she saw astrological signs, what she saw. But the truth of the matter is that her designs were not of a Lashem Shamayim nature, emanated from Titus Rose. Lashem Shamayim was only for appearance sake. So there's a fundamental distinction between the two genres of Lashem Shamayim. How do we know that her Lashem Shamayim, that of Eshes Potiphar, was not genuine, was not authentic, and that of Tamar was authentic? The answer is fairly obvious. Tamar is ready, lehisarif. She's ready literally to be Rachman al-Islam, to be consumed, to be immolated by fire, because of Lashem Shamayim. Look up in the Sukkim, in the box section, in the right-hand column of page number one. Himut says, right before that, Vayom Yehuda, Otsiyu Abisisarif. She has to only go Sreifa. Other Shem Shamayim, and the Bezdin of Shem, they were done with the Sreifa. So she's Mutseis the Sreifa, tasting Subis rice, she's ready. Ki'ilu, Mutstak Ba'ish. And what did she do? So the pasuk says, I boxed it out. The Ishol Chol Chamiel Lemo, she sends to her father-in-law the following message. Le'isha she'ele lo, anochi hara. I'm pregnant. And she then produces the simonim that she had asked him for. Batome hakerno, v'miach hosem es apsilim v'amateh ha'ele. Unless she's ready, literally, to undergo din nefashis, Rav Hashem Shamayim. She didn't want to embarrass Chas V'Shalom, Yehuda, and to say, Mincha ani meuberet, you're the one, you're guilty as charged, you're the one who was responsible for this. But rather, what does she say? Le'isha she'ele lo. She uses language which is couched in a very clever kind of way. Anochi hara. If Yehuda will be Modeh, fine. And if not, says Rashi over there, Yisrafuni, the Al-Albin is funny. Chas v'Shalom, that should be Malbin b'nei Chaver. That should embarrass someone else. That's real L'Shem Shamayim. She's ready when he's Saref, Bishul Al-Shem Shamayim Shalom, lo the Halbin is b'nei Yehuda, not to embarrass Yehuda, but Rabbim. Let's now examine the Lashem Shamayim of Eshes Potiphar. What is she ready to do? To embarrass Yosef for that which he did not do, an innocent, totally innocent victim of her nefarious schemes. She wants to essentially hurl at him all kinds of charges that have no foundation. In reality, she wants him to be thrown into a prison cell, perhaps even to death. That's the Lashem Shamayim of Eshes Potiphar. That Lashem Shamayim calls Rashi Arura. She's accursed. So we have a contrast, a very stark contrast between the genuine Lashem Shamayim of Tamar as opposed to the, should we use that terminology? Fake news, Lashem Shamayim of Eshes Potiphar.
So what's the kind of Rashi was in such a non-Lashem Shamayim, Lashem Shamayim. So, doesn't that kind of...
The answer is, Tzvei Dinim Lashem Shamayim. There are two types of Lashem Shamayim. One is genuine, and one is, unfortunately, clearly fallacious. That's what the Kotzke said.
What's the Tzara Shavah?
The Tzara Shavah is that, appearance-wise, she wants to make it appear as if she is L'Shem Shamayim. We show them have a famous machlokes, but Chazal learned out here on page number 2 from Tamar, As I learn now, Noach lo l'odom, she'at b'latzma l'tochtiv shana'esh, v'al yalbid v'nechaveh v'arabim. The famous Gemara in the middle of the page of Seita, through towards the end of the Tesis, the last Tesis on the Daf, parallel to that, the Gemara calls this din of Avshim and Yechonim. Better a person should be ready to throw himself into a fiery furnace and not to embarrass someone publicly. The mocker is Tamar. So how do we understand this Gemara? Keep Shuto. You understand it literally because it's tantamount to Ritzicha, and therefore it has the status of the Gimel Averis, the three cardinal sins that a Jew is obligated to give up his or her life for. Kidarai, Shechazdom, Abedazorah. That's the text discusses on top of the page. And Satan is a few of the base. He calls the Gemara Nazar. Kalayor de la Gehenin, Eilin Chus Mishlesha, Mechad Binay Amal, Rabbeh Barabe, Vyay Menami, Noach Lod Odom She, Yivol, Sovig Yeshesish, Vayab Nechamir Barabe, Minola Midovi, Vinira, Haidlo Hoshila, Bahadigim of Averis, Frank Tyson's discussion. Why should this not be considered to be among the three cardinal sins that a Jew has to give up his life for? Sheinan b'zeh b'kach nevesh. Abel eskocham g'daray shechaz domen. Mishum da'averes ha'bon asponim sentesis einan b'fureshes b'atzeru. V'lo nokad el ha'averah b'fureshes. The Gemara mentions these three because these three are more explicit. Let's just use that terminology. So the question is, do we take this in a literal kind of way? Is tantamount to Ritzicha? Or no? Essentially, many Rishonim do not cite this Gemara Lalom. The Rambam does not cite it. The Biri in Sefer says explicitly, it's not included among the Gimel Averes HaChamuros. So we have a Machlokes of Rishonim, and this is a very famous Rabbi Yehuda in Shari Tshuva, in Shar Gimel Oiskuf Lamites. He's the one who probably, I would say, popularized this position that it's tantamount to an act of Ritzicha. We might have discussed in Azov over there, what happens, what is the common denominator between Ritzicha? Ritzicha where Achlan Litzan, blood is shed, and the Gemara says, well, what is Mal Bechadero? A person turns colors, red to white. It's a Ilu, Dam Nishvach, blood is shed. I once asked Hagoyim, Rav Nevesol Shlita, the following question. And this Machlokes of Rishonim, I asked him, how do we paskin? So he looks at me strangely and told me that only a brisker could ask a question like that. But he thought, I'll be sechel aposhe the following akhra, which I thought was mechudosh shen kamal, on the spot. He tells me, it depends what type of avodas panim we're talking about. Sometimes you embarrass someone, but it's not the end of the world. You are pogea with someone. I'm sure none of you do that. Maybe once in a while, I might be guilty of that. Sometimes the Gemara said, the fum kurfa shabeshta. Chwifus can sometimes lead to a bit of shibush. So the person who's nifka, I don't think he's ready to literally, achman l'tzan, because he was offended. He's going to die as a result of that. Okay, he's a bit embarrassed. So on that, there's no chiyuv for yoseh nefesh. However, let's say it's a real halbanas panim. You embarrass someone publicly, and the person literally would have preferred to die rather than undergo that kind of humiliation, that kind of embarrassment. That's halbanas panim, which is the same as shvichas damim. The person would rather undergo death then be subjected to that halbana problem. Kach omeli hagon never socially yatsati mikelai. From nara kuntos, where did this come from? So then he proceeds to tell me several stories that are mind-boggling. He told me that many years ago there was a balabas, very nice Jew, Shomer Torah mitzvahs. He's the dam in the yeshiva and Kol Torah, where Adavisol was a Talmud of Maran Harav, Hashem Azam al-Horebaz Zatzal. And one day there was a shad that circulated a rumor about this individual that he was involved in financial improprieties, scandals of a very major nature, talking about enormous sums of money. Meru Busha, he literally did not leave his home, did not show his face publicly. It was circulating out there, this information, to such an extent, on one of the Shabbosim, after a number of weeks, he went home, he was in his house between Shachas and Musaf, and he committed suicide. Ad Kedeka. Why? Because of this Busha Nora, because of the terrible embarrassment that was circulated about him. Now, clearly, he should not have done that. Even assuming that the shag was correct, okay, it would have put him in prison, and perhaps he would have had to serve some sentence, perhaps make some sort of whatever compensation, whatever recompense would have to be done. And then he would, after a number of years, probably be let out for good behavior, something along those lines, which is not uncommon. But what happened was that the busha, the embarrassment, was so overwhelming, it just completely ate him up. Ad kidei kach, he could not weather it. And as a result, he went ahead and committed suicide. So my Rebbe so told me that that kind of avarat padim, we understand the din of Yarei Paliyama, trying to explain his position. However, where you have a avarat padim where someone offends me, and I'm not offended, of course I'm embarrassed, but I don't prefer to die as opposed to undergoing embarrassment. There's no din of Yahweh Bal Yahweh. The problem, of course, with this position is that the Gemara does not make such a distinction between Albanus Padam A and Albanus Padam B. So this is very mechudosh to say that on one, Noach la'adam she'yach belasko l'kif shana'esh, and on the other, not. Better lo la'al bin dechlal. Neither A nor B. Just 1 second. Then Rabbi Levinson tells me, machamaisa, that happened in Kol Torah. There was a bocher whose name was Weiss. He told me on Pur. Man. A bocher named Weiss. And apparently he wasn't such a chacham. And the Gabbai and Purim decided, you know, I'm going to give him a shekel, Purim Torah, if you will. And so he calls the Bachar to get an aliyah. And he calls him, Yamai Pleini Brat Pleini Vaizosto. Vaizosto. One of Haman's sons. That's the one right before. We say he's the last of the 10 sons of Haman. Then I listed there on the list, on the litany. He was Ne'elav. He was embarrassed beyond belief. This is publicly. He breaks out into unbelievable tears. The guy did not really intend to be pogging him. Just wanted to have a little fun at his expense. And he's a light carbon, someone that I could go and have a shtickle fun with. Purim! I'm supposed to be merry and happy. So that's what Chazal say, the Gemara Baba Tzia, and also here the Sugi Tzaita, the Gemara says, Baba Tzia, HaMechana Shem Ra'al Chadera, Echa Mishloshech HaToyim Shachayti Ben, Yerim the Gehenna Ben Oila. I have this ongoing machlokes with my older brother, Rabbi Yolo David, from Chadera. When I call someone a Yeki, I use that in a very positive way. Halavai, we should all be Yekis. In what sense? Out of Bad Bismarck. Namely, on time, Teutonic efficiency, someone who's absolutely everything is glatt, everything is straight, yashar. So you know my brother, he does not like it. He holds that's in the ghetto of this Gemara that I just cited. Why should the term Yaki be the Shema? Okay, yeah.
to yourself, not with somebody else.
Okay, say that.
It's a, isn't that the Tzuvenyen, right?
Yeah, we mentioned before. Because, mentioned Machlokes before you arrived. Yes.
The effluent that you have, the blood flow. That's.
You mentioned the Gemara as well. It's not just it. There's a group of Rishonim who say this, and the Seder Abayon is the most prominent among them. But Tesis here, and Avirun Abayz, which I don't have in front of you, but Shalos Mochalai, also has a similar kind of position. But Rav Rishonim don't agree with it at all. Not masking this. But in general, Chazal say that one has to be extremely careful. You must speak about giving stock to an ami. So there are amim who publicly are mevakish stocker. We see them on a daily basis. So obviously, to them, it's permissible to give stock to a vaskia. But sometimes you have an ami who would be quite embarrassed to be on the receiving end, and he doesn't want the vaskia. So chas v'shalom, you give such a person vaskia, then Osirato Vitin Azadin. That's the Gemara Chagiga in Gemara Nafei. I heard once from Hagoyin of Chaim Shulevitz, that's all one of the Shmuzim, the following comment. We say a number of times, Avinu Malkeinu, Nekoyim Leinenu, Nikmas, Dam, Avodecha Shofu. We ask Hashem to avenge the blood of his servants that was spilled. What the come are we looking for? Do we want 6 million Germans to die because the 6 million Jews that were killed? Is that what we're asking? In that tefillah? Did we ask Hashem? So Chaim Shulevitz said, no. We're not looking for that kind of nekama. The nekama that we're looking for is that those who show him that wanted to undo, wanted to uproot Klal Yisrael, whether Ayidei Cherev, well, Ayidei assimilation, acculturation, whatever methodology they decided to use, they should recognize their error. They should be embarrassed. They should be Yikol Mubi Egoshu. They should come to the Hakara that the Torah is MS, Am Yisrael is MS, and their entire Emuna is Shoveheda, has no value whatsoever. That's the ultimate onesh for those who show you, namely the embarrassment and humiliation, the recognition of what they did. So I asked myself, what? That's the only onesh they're worthy of getting? Namely, what often they say to each other in the sanctified halls of the Knesset, Tifashu lachem. Goes on over there. That's the most favorite expression. I don't agree with you. Titbaish lacha. Titbaishu lachem. Am mifagash lema ha-mashu kazeh. That's what I see. Maybe I'm not sufficiently. Al-Qarat goes on over there in those sanctified walls. But that's the entire nekama. And the answer is, Busha is an einesh nerevayim. Namely, worse than death. Because sometimes a person can be embarrassed, and then you overcome the embarrassment. Eilu Mabo, the busha is eternal. It's busha nitzchit. It can eat you alive. The more a rasha is makir, that his entire way of life was completely without foundation, the more the rishonim recognize the covenant of Klal Yisrael, the Schar Tzadikim, the fact that they themselves have lost the Olam Haba, that busha can completely burn a person. And what the Gemara says, that's the real Eish of Gehenna. Eish of Olam Hazeh, the Gemara says in Brachas, is only 1/60th. And that's what we're asking Hashem. That's what Abraham Shulam said. Avinu Malkeinu, the Kain Lainenu, Nikmazdam Abadech HaShavuch, Ayidei HaBusha, that the Rishoyim that were involved in the Shvichas Dam should be Mivuyoshim. It should be completely humiliated. But the Mishnah writes in Evios that Mishpah B'Shoyim began in Yud Beis Chavesh, A Rosh undergoes 12 months of Gehenim, and the Klal is not for all Rishayim. For those that are Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Gemara Daf Yizayin, those that are very low Madrega, even 12 months not sufficient. Ki solatum lo somus ve'isham lo sichbe, the Rabbi Yishayahu says, 12 months of Busha will not suffice for them. But we find in many Gemaras, Busha even Ba'ilu Ma'emes. I'll start with, I'll just cite a few that are probably well known to all of you. Brachis David Chesed Abbez. Gemara here tells, Shmuel went up to Shammai. He sees his Chaver Levi, who passed on, who was already Nifter. He's sitting outside of the Yeshiva Shalmala. He asks him, why are you sitting outside? Why don't you sit with all the tzaddikin inside the Yeshiva Shalmala? So he told him, when I'm Ephes, was a Shiva downstairs, I didn't go to Hishir. Lo nichnasti lishivasam. I learned outside with Abchanina. Now, Abchanina was a Gol Ador. He's not coughing to Rav Ephes. He sat outside. So maybe learned B'chavrusa with him. So he sat outside as well. That's Ksubis, Rav Kuntil on the base. So maybe had no intention of being Pogea in Rav Ephes. He learned B'chavrusa, Rav Chanina. But since he was going Tzara to Rav Ephes, then he was Nifka, the Levi didn't enter the yeshiva. There were goes on Levi, Shalom Likonis, the yeshiva Shalmala. That's a Gemara. Wow. Is any greater busha, Lailam Haba? Of course, it's limited in terms of the number of years he didn't learn Yeshiva Rav Ephes, and not more than that. You probably know me sufficiently to know whom I apply that to. I'll just leave it at that. Many people don't go to Shiva Rosh Hashim. They not go walk out. What's the marker for that? I don't want the Rachman Litzan not to enter the Yeshiva Shalmala. That's where they're headed for. In my brisk moments. The Gemara tells in Baal Basra, and Afyud, also famous Gemara. The son of Abishon the Levi was very sick. And apparently he was between life and death, hovering. He came to Olam HaEmes, and then miraculously underwent the refuah. The Shami came back. His father asked him, what did you see in the Olam HaEmes? Well, twice in Shas. Olam HaFuch, what do you see? El Yoyim Lamato, V'tachtoyim Lamato. Those that were Rashi, I'm reading Rashi. Oysom Shem El Yoyim Kan Machmas Eishron. Those that here were on top of the world because they're wealthy. V'yisi Sham Shem Lamato. There I saw them downstairs. V'yaniyim Shem Beinenu Shvalim. Those poor individuals that here were obviously on the lower part of the totem pole. Sham Reisim Chashubim. There they were very chashim. Amo Lo Yaviv, you're mistaken. Lo Yalom Hafuch Reisa, Olam Baru Reisa. You saw the real McCoy. The one who is Nichbad is not necessarily the one who has millions of shekels in the bank, but the one who has millions of Dapi Gemara and Nishcheshbin, millions of acts of chesed in his cheshbon, millions of ma'aseh tzedakah in his cheshbon, that's the real nichbad. Olam bara ra'isa v'lo olam ba. So Tesis over there quotes one pirish that el yoinim lamatav tachteinu lamalo doesn't mean what I just explained, which is the name of Rashi, but rather is referring to Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel. Boilam Azeh, says Tesis, Shmuel was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yehuda. Boilam Abba, it looks like Shmuel is the Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda. Why? So Tesis explains, because once a woman came to complain to Shmuel that they're stealing from her. And the Gemara says that Shmuel didn't take her seriously. And Rabbi Yehuda told him, it's not appropriate that you not respond to this woman. But Shmuel felt that was not his obligation. This belongs to the province of the Resh Galusa. He should be taking care of this issue. And the Gemara says, who was right? Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel was not correct. And therefore, Eilam Abba, Shmuel sits as a Talmud in front of Rabbi Yehuda, even though Eilam Hazeh, Rabbi Yehuda was his Talmud. Mavhil Alarai. Absolutely mind-boggling. Because at one time, Rabbi Yehuda was correct. More than Shmuel. Shmuel loses his Maila. He loses it over Rabbi Yehuda. And Eilam Abba, Rabbi Yehuda becomes the Rebbe, Shmuel the Talmud. Of course, it was only of a temporary nature. But imagine the unbelievable ruchnias de gabusha that Shmuel had. To sit in Eilam Ha'emes as a Talmud in front of someone who was his Talmud in Eilam Ha'emes. That's the Eilam Bora. The world we live in is dimyonos. Eilam Haba, that's when the real madrigals are revealed. There's a Gemara that always bothered me in Baal Basra and Daf Ayin Yemel Aleph. Chazal say, "Ba'ilam haba, kol tzadik v'tzadik, nichve mechupasol shel chaveiro." I don't know how to translate it. Everyone is burned from embarrassment. How should I translate mechupasol shel chaveiro? At the canopy of his friend, namely, I didn't merit such a chuppah as he merited. Let's interpret it like that. What does it mean? Each person is margish that my chaver is above me in a certain maila. Let's say a person was a big masvid. I was not such a masvid. A person davened more kavana. I didn't daven with such kavana. I davened well. I learned also. But that other chaver, or those other chaverim, are way beyond me. So, kol echad ve'echad, with his gan eden, nichve mechupasa shechaveru. He's magish, a certain degree of tzar. Why wasn't I mishtadel to be like this chaver in learning? To be like this chaver in Talmud Torah? To be like this chaver in Chesed? This is the pshat of the Marashah and Rabbi Shechayim Lutzadel and the Siyas HaShorah, very valid. That's how they understand this Gemara Baal Basra. Certainly, by people who are great tzaddikim, we don't find such phenomena. But to regular people like myself, each one of us has something that we didn't do at ourselves. In that respect, I'm nichle. Of course, I'm going to receive schar for what I did. Of course, I'll get handa on what I did. But at the same time, what I could have done, potentially, imagine the kaev and the busha that a person will have. Someone called me up just before. Told me, he heard from a famous rav, everyone should try to be a Ben Torah. So he said to me, is that true? He said, from that you have to hear from a famous rav, that everyone has to become a Ben Torah. That's a milsim pshita, aleph beis of what Judaism is all about. Everyone has to grow in learning. Of course, everyone has to grow in chesed. Everyone has to grow in tzedakah. Everyone has to grow in merab nechaverim, merab nechamokom, in every single area. We don't want to be nevosh or nikoveh mechupasim shalachem. Chazal say, "Lasi lavo gemar sukkah and dafnun beis." Maybe Hakadosh Baruch Hu the Yitzhak Hara b'shertim b'fnei tzadikim b'fnei harishoyim. Hashem gonna shert the Yitzhak Hara. Tzadikim will look to them like a har gavoa. Harishoyim. Like a gossamer thin here. Halalu Baichim, Halalu Baichim. Both sets of people are crying. Tzadikim Baichim Baimim, Echi Chol Nulich Baish Hagavakaze. How can we possibly ascend this mountain? Rishon Baichim Baimim, Echi Chol Nulich Baish, and Sakut Nasarazer. Gossamer thin air. How are we not able to conquer it? So Chazal speak about loss in love. But the truth is, it's also true. The Rishoyim, this is the Beis Halev's interpretation of this Gemara. Rishoyim made from the Yitzhara, Har Gavoa. There's no way I can possibly overcome the Yitzhara. Wow. The Yitzhara ensnares me. He's full of all types of enticements, entrapments, tricks, a bag of tricks from beginning to end. There's no way. Tzadikim, it is but a chut hasara. Kalvod, very easily, I can be misgavir. So how does one go ahead and make from the Yetzer Hara a chut hasara? How does one do that? It's an avoda. Chazal say one way of doing it is busha. I met an author, famous Chabad Chosin, outstanding person from Minneapolis, St. Paul. He wrote a book many years ago. I met him decades ago. Why people don't blush anymore. If you are familiar with the...
I got his name.
Manus Friedman. That's it. Manus Friedman. What an outstanding person. So I told him, he's just going to Chazal, to Mechilta. V'avur t'yeh yirasa al p'necham nebilti zechato, zu abusha. Gemara in the dark. And the Torah says that busha is a matan l'doros. Mi shein lo boshes panim biyadua shalomdu avesa v'har sinai. If you have no busha, then clearly your forebears weren't at har sinai. And Abchaim Sholem is that Zatzal in the Shmuzin used to say all the time that this hargosha can help a person save him from chet. Sometimes your shamayim cannot save you, but if you say, lo matim v'adam kavodi lasod davar kaze, it's pasnish. Someone of my stature, someone of the stature of the neshama, chelev olka mimal, so even when your shamayim can't save me, busha can save me. Rav Chaim Shulev is in a shmuz, brought a raya from a gemara, kedarko. Anyone who saw, who heard Rav Chaim Shulev is a shmuzin, what he did was he wanted to give it over his yesod, one yesod, and brings 1,000 rayas from this yesod from all over the Kaltar. So he brought a raya from the Mishnah in Shabbos, lo yikra, a person should not be lor haner on Shabbos, because we're afraid shamayate. And the Gemara says, if Adam Choshevru, so Rashi says he's not going to be Note, there's no Chash, he's an Adam Choshev. So therefore, Mutam, he's allowed to. Then the Gemara tells the following story. Abishmael Omer, okay, I'm an Adam Choshev. And here, Gravaloatem, I will read Laura on air. I'll not be guilty of this transgression. Pa'machaskara, Ubikishahatos. There are 2 days, whether Hita or Bikishahatos. Once he decided, I'm going to read on there, either he wanted to or he did. The Gemara asked Akasha, how that can happen? He's an Adam Choshev. Shiny Rabbi Shmuel. Hol u'meis d'matzvah d'ivrei Torah k'ehed yot. When he wanted to be minding something, he literally forgot about all of his coming. He didn't even know that he was an Adam Choshev. He was still orangutan. In the learning that he did, he forgot about his chashivus. So despite the fact that he served the Yerei Shamayim, that didn't prevent him from the Avera. But what prevented him, or what could have prevented him? Pasnish. And someone of my nature should be Matzeh Saner. And the same exactly applies to Yosef HaTzadik, the famous Gemara in Saita. The Gemara tells us that at that moment that he was about to transgress with Eishes Potiphar, Soloveitchik Zatzal, wow, what he did with this Gemara, several hours. Basad Mustyup No Shalomim, comes the physiognomy of his father, Yaakov Avinu, Benira Salom B'chavayim. And his father tells him, Yosef, your brothers are going to be written on the Avnei Eifo, they're going to be inscribed there, and you'll be among them. You want Chas V'Shalom, and you'll be erased from the Avnei Eifo, the Yad Pirish for the Chotem. What does it mean, Basa, Dmus, Yukno, Shalavid, Vinira, Salah, Machalah? So, Rasal, I had a lot to say about that. I saw the Abdesla, that's Al, in Mithan Eliyahu, Chelik Gimel. He says that refers to the Midas Ha'emes of Yaakov Avinu. He has a whole shtickle there that I Xerox for myself. When Yosef took a look from the standpoint of MS and recognized, as I said a moment ago, that the Shem Shamayim of Eishes Potiphar is not the real Shem Shamayim, they decided that the Shem Shamayim lo amiti nishramia, nishraman kovid. Do I want that Chas V'Shalom? I won't be on the Avnei Ha'Eifo. That's an unbelievable busha miyad parashu lechotim. So we'll just be messiahing. Mesillas Yesharim writes in Perek Dalet, there are people who think that they don't have to work hard and be ma'aved b'mitzvos. His lashon is basically, "Dailanu shalaliya be'arshayim amidonu begedim." It's enough. I won't be among the Rishonim again, but I don't have to go ahead and push myself into Ganeim Lefnai Lefnim. Okay, I won't have the largest chelek. I'll have a kleiner chelek, a small chelek. I hear this from Talmidim, for the last 50 years of my life. Rosh Hashiva, Rav, why do you want to make me into a tzaddik? Lozmer, leave me alone, I'm a good guy. I don't want to go ahead and me'al meiver. Why are you trying to make me into a tzaddik? I'm only 18, 19, 20. What's the problem? I want to live life. I want to enjoy myself. See, as Rishonim explains, that this is not a correct hashkafa. Kol amalo adam li'inosei. I'll call me sheyuchal. Velosim mekomo v'neram b'yeser. First has to strive. Not from being, shall we say, the best among the worst. Rosh Lashualim. The way the Svarna, my father, Avisham, was very in love with the Svarna. Rei Anochi Noisi Lufnechen Hayim Brachol Kolom. Rei Shaloyen Yonecha Alinyan Benoni. Don't strive for mediocrity. Strive for greatness. Strive for godless. Have sheifas. So if a person remains among the Shvalim, it will be a tremendous Musha. And if in this world, which is an Olam Zmani, and all the Milas are artificial, as Kama Vakama, Lost in Lava. So a person who is Eimid Hashem Me'ava doesn't have to make Cheshbenes, whether it's Schar, Olam Abba or not. Will I be more Bakovedit than X? Will I be a greater tzaddik than Y? Will I be a greater masculine than Z? That's not what one should think. But rather, one should think, how can I be the best Ayat Hashem imaginable? Not relative to my Chaver, Chaver A, Chaver B, Chaver C, but myself. How can I be Mavik or Shamayim? How can I learn more Torah? How can I do more Chesed? How can I be a better Jew? And it's clear the Chashmonoim, the Omeisa Nefesh, the Marbe Kot Shemayim. They could have observed Shabbos B'Seser, they could have learned Torah B'Seser, they wanted all to call yourself to learn Torah, to Mekayim Mitzvahs, but that the Omeisa Nefesh. Chazal say that Hillel is to be Roch Hespana B'Chol Yom. And why did he do so? So there's a Medrash that says, to be Marbe Kot Shemayim, Mayim Ikudin Shom Olochim, one of my Talmidim goes to Sen University where they have this massive statue that people throw pennies in, and apparently it's some sort of a Zohar, even Akedekach, and that statue is burnished and polished on an ongoing basis. So Hillel said, I was created with Tzel Malkem. The goof is Tzel Malkem. It should be Brochutz, Noki, the Mechabit Tzel Malkem. But obviously the Ikat Tzel is not the goof, but the Neshama. First has to make sure that my Neshama is Mitzuch Tzachat. My Neshama is clean, not even a scintilla of Adera. Only that which is correct, not Pialocha. I saw that Moshe Cordovero writes in the beginning of the Sefer Torah Dvera, that's the Sefer with our entry. Shlomo, I don't know, you probably also had access to that Sefer. I don't use it so much. So there he has a description of a sayar, of an artist who does a picture. So if the picture is not exactly comparable to that which the sayar drew, obviously he's not the ideal sayar. Has to be exactly precise. Has to be La'avdil Me'avdil Abdolos, like a Rembrandt, like a Picasso, one of the great artists. So he writes, if the tmuna that is mitsuyar is not exactly similar, what am I doing? What should I not do? Lo lahachziv hatsura. It's a lashon of Mishnah. Lo lahachziv hatsura. Not to, I don't know how to translate that expression. Rabbi Weiss, you have the better Hebrew than I do. Not to disappoint in some way. We have to be domed to Hashem is Barach. Otherwise, the tzelem is not appropriate. How? So, Kehlu Yandeo. Evidemelo. Mahu Chanu Rachum Avato. The tzelem of Kim should be domed to Abu Bahu. Alvai, we should be Mashkia. In that open, and thereby be Zochem, the unbelievable Sabbath of the Shemaya. And the next up is Zochem, Amen.
I'm